Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 12 December 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. A very special guest I haven't had on for a while. And I really enjoyed talking to this gentleman. His name is Chris Pinto. We're going to share a lot of thoughts tonight. And we're going to let you call in, chime in, and share your thoughts with us also, like we always do, because we're here because you folks are out there, and you help us keep this program moving. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate that. And I want to thank you all that have sent donations to the J6 prisoners. I appreciate that. We'll be sending some more in this weekend, the donations coming in to help those folks, and at least help them tolerate the time they're unjustly and illegally locked up. So, but thank you for your help for the J6 prisoners and helping Jake Lang and all of them try to get through this mess. Thank you so much. And don't forget, we're going to have Bible study again this weekend. If nothing happens, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. And we did find the problem from last week. Phil figured it out, so we should be okay. You can watch us live on Rumble just by going to PastorButch.com. And right about down the third way of the page, you're Sarah thereabouts, you'll see Rumble in great big letters. Click on Rumble, and there we are at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. The first half hour is, like I said, prayer requests, praise reports, and testimonies. 11:30, 12:30, we always do, of course, Christian Worldview News. And then from 1 to 2, we do Bible study. And I hope you'll join us this weekend. You can watch us live, like I said, PastorBush.com. Click on Rumble, or you can listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We truly do want you to join us, and I do sincerely mean that. I said we don't have any specials this month out right now, folks. Well, you know what we offer through the ministry. You know, we have specials because we want you to have the materials we have that maybe perhaps we're going to let the stock slide on some of these items. But we also do this to pay the bills. And I appreciate y'all helping pay the bills. We want to offer you something for your donations. I mean, we appreciate donations very, very much. But, you know, if we can return something that you'd enjoy having, let us do that for you. I mean, we love doing that. And I mean that, seriously. So, but if you want anything ordered, if you need anything, you call Lisa at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. As you know, last night I asked Dr. Mark Richards to send me some copies of the book, Nobody Wants You Healthy. That book is phenomenal. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the suggestive treatment that he offered in that book that they've had for about 100 years. And the doctors let slide. I'm going to do that ASAP. I want to see what I can do for me physically and for my wife also. Marcia Jean does need your prayers. She's having some ups and down times with some situations. So keep in your prayers if you don't mind. Now, our guest tonight says Chris Pinto. I'm going to let Chris do the bio on him because his bio is quite lengthy. If you listen to this program over the last several years, you know who Chris Pinto is. He's been on our program, goes way back. And Chris is a man that I enjoy talking to. He and I think a lot alike, and we learn from each other. Chris, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch.
It's good to have you, sir. And give the folks a little bit of an update on who in the world Chris Pinto is.
Well, praise the Lord. I am a documentary filmmaker, and I make documentaries. I've been making documentaries now for, we released our first one in 2003, so right at about 20 years.
And what was the name of that one? What was the name of that one?
The very first one that we did was called Megiddo, The March to Armageddon, Bible Prophecy and the New World Order. And so that's what we do with our films. We cover the Bible, history, and world events, and we will often try to show how the Bible is true through the pages of history, and especially where prophecy is concerned. To convict people that the Bible is the Word of God, we believe it's inspired. We do our whole History of the Bible series that we did over a number of years, Lamp in the Dark, Tares Among the Wheat, and then Bridge to Babylon, where we not only give the history of the Bible, but then we show how the practice of higher criticism came about, where you have all these people who are arguing in our universities that the Bible's not really the Word of God and supposedly has all these mistakes in it. We show where most of those arguments come from, and that they come from a very corrupt origins, where they're often pretending to be some kind of scientific analysis, but if you look at them closely, we expose them one at a time. So the purpose of our ministry, and I've got a film company called Adullam Films, which you can find online at adullamfilms.com, and then for probably about 12 years now, we've done a radio podcast called Noise of Thunder Radio, which you can find at noiseofthunderradio.com. And we've got a lot of shows posted online at that website, also on SoundCloud, and people find us on Apple iTunes and things like that. But a lot of different outlets for the Noise of Thunder Radio podcast. And there again, we talk a lot about the research. We talk about world events. We talk about the scripture. And the name Adullam Films, which is the name of our film company, is after the Cave Adullam in the Old Testament, where when David was being persecuted by King Saul, he fled to the Cave Adullam, and there all the outcasts of Israel gathered around him, and he became their leader. And then they went out and they fought against the enemies of Israel, and we've always believed that was a very powerful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gathers the outcasts, and so we fight the good fight of faith through our work in film and video production.
And you've been doing that for about 20-some years now. Is that is true, right?
Yeah, we started in 1999, but we released our first film in 2003. So a number of years of research, and
Go ahead. I just think
filming.
Go right ahead. Just share your thoughts.
No, just going to say it took us a number of years to do the initial filming and interviews and editing and all like that to finish our first project. But so we had our first release in 2003, and actually working on a new film right now that we're getting ready to release in January called American Jesuits. That's going to be our next documentary, and that's going to be pretty powerful because it talks about a lot of things that are going on in our country right now and the history behind them and how, how it is that our government has been hijacked by these globalists. We believe that, understanding the Jesuit order and their counter-reformation and their hand and development in what is called globalism today, we think that's a very important piece of the puzzle.
And I know you know this. You realize this probably as much or more than I do. I've been on radio this coming March and make 31 years on the radio.
Wow.
Trying to reach people with the truth of God's Word, of course, primarily God's Word, but also covering different issues that we talk about because every issue of life is in the Scriptures. You can find anything you want to know about life in the Scriptures. how to handle finances, how to rear your children, how to love your wife. Oh, that's in the scriptures. It's in there. But getting people to turn back, and I'm talking about the church now, especially getting the church to turn back to the scriptures without eroding the word and trying to change it, fit their own standards, is almost impossible. Chris, I run into that for a lot of years. Most churches won't touch me with a 10-foot pole. I don't get invited to preach anywhere in churches. That just doesn't happen. I mean, very rare occasions that ever happen. And I don't think I'm a mean person. I've never hurt anybody yet, you know, physically. I may have made him mad when I preached. But the point of it is, the church in America today, brother, doesn't seem to be enlightened at all about what's happening in this world. Pastors do not teach him what's happening in current events that prove prophecy. They don't teach them these things. It's like they're living in a void, just waiting for the next move, waiting for the rapture, so to speak. They're living in a void. They're not involved in too much of anything because they don't want to see what's going on. They want to hide their heads in the sand, so to speak, and hope nothing happens. That's what I see in the church today. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're right. It's really interesting. You know, I study a lot of history, and I talk a lot about history and church history. And when you go and you study sermons from back in the 18th and 19th centuries, and you study the kind of things that ministers were preaching on and their pamphlets and their books and their materials and so on, it's incredible the difference between the church prior to, let's say, World War II and what happened after World War II. Somewhere after World War II, this whole idea got into the churches, and especially evangelical churches, and I think probably all the other churches as well, that you don't really talk about world events and politics and conflicts that are going on. You certainly don't talk about things like wolves in sheep's clothing, even though we have many warnings about wolves in sheep's clothing throughout the New Testament. You don't talk about any of that. You just focus on Jesus, or so they say, and you preach the gospel, meaning that you just keep telling people that Christ died for the sins of men, and that whosoever believes in him shall receive the forgiveness of sins and have eternal life, which, of course, is a very important message. I mean, that's the central message. But when we look at the book of Jude, Jude begins his epistle by saying that he began to write to the church about the common salvation. And then he says, but then it became needful for me to compel you to earnestly contend for the faith
That's
once
right.
we're all delivered unto the saints. For there's certain
right.
men crept in unawares. So he starts warning about false teachers and deceivers and those who are trying to undermine the gospel. And so that, I think, is the part of preaching that has been greatly diminished. I was going to say it's been lost, but I don't think it's been completely lost. It's been diminished in your mainline churches.
Well, preaching that kind of word and teaching and taking a stand on certain issues usually doesn't draw big crowds. I know that from experience. It doesn't draw big crowds at all. You find a few scattered here and there that want to hear the total truth, but not many of them want to hear the whole truth of the Word of God. You know, I just did a title bit on something briefly in our Christian Worldview News at our Bible Study last weekend. We are starting, this example, we're being infiltrated. We're being, we're under attack, so to speak, from the southern border and other places also, especially southern border. They are diluting the Caucasian Christian culture that settled this country. They're taking out the Christian culture by bringing in all manner of different beliefs and religions to confuse and cause chaos in the streets. And that's part of the plan. Remember in the scriptures, when the Israelites went into the promised land, the Lord God said, get rid of all the Canaanites, all the ones who are practicing worshiping other gods, get rid of them. Don't let them live among you. They'll infiltrate and destroy you.
Right.
Well, they did. Well, now America is going through the same thing. We were founded a Christian nation. That's no doubt about that. That's true. And for many years, at least up to the 1960s, we had policies preferring that people in there that were of the same culture that we were. But that all changed on purpose to dilute our country and turn into what is now a multicultural society, and which will not stand. No multicultural society ever stood. That's proven through Rome and other great empires that failed because of this. You cannot hold together a nation that has different factions fighting among themselves all the time, can you?
No, because you got people trying to pull the country in different directions, and it ultimately leads to, you know, a dramatic conflicts and civil wars and revolutions and things like that, because you have these subversive elements that are there, and we're watching them right now. We're watching groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa and these other type groups that are becoming more and more, and now of course the LGBT, they have gotten so audacious. They're out in the street shouting and screaming, you know, quote, "We're coming for your children." I mean, it's
and they are, and they're doing it. They're doing it.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. But no, I don't believe it's what the like you said, it's not what the original founders of our country intended. I mean, they came up with things like the Alien and Sedition Act to drive certain people out of the country. Back to what you made reference to in the Old Testament. I'm with you. I think that is that wisdom that God gave to Joshua when they went into the land of Canaan. Was God divided up the heathen into two categories? There were the heathen that Joshua could make a deal with. He could have a peace treaty with them, and if they agreed to submit to the authority of Israel and God's law, then they could remain, and they would live in submission to the new state of Israel. But if they didn't, then Joshua was supposed to go in there and drive them out.
That's right.
But then God has another list of heathen where he says, you don't make any agreements with these people. You don't accept a peace treaty. You drive them out or destroy them. And the reason is because God says, because they will seek to turn you away from the Lord your God.
They're going to
seek to overturn God's authority because of their pagan gods that they believe in. And you see, our founders, there's a quote that we're actually including in this new documentary from Samuel Adams. And Sam Adams, in his writings, if you read his Rights of the Colonists, 1772, he talks about John Locke and the other Christian writers from that time. And he says that the leading Christian authorities agree that tolerance should only be extended to groups whose doctrines are not hostile or subversive to the powers of the state or of society. That you don't extend tolerance to people who are coming into your country saying, hey, we're here to overthrow your government. We're here to overthrow your society. You don't extend tolerance to those people. You drive them out. You put restraints on them, or you don't let them in.
Well, you know, of course, this kind of talk labels you and I as racist. You know that. And by the way, the word racist didn't come into being until 1927, folks. So it's something almost brand new. But you know, you read the scriptures and you mentioned Joshua. It's amazing when they went into the promised land under Joshua, that Israel followed the laws of God for about a generation and a half. America, about the same thing. In the 1600s, they set up almost a theocracy in this country. By the mid-1700s, it was still going fairly strong. But by the mid-1800s, the nation was divided again, obviously. And so nothing new under the sun, so to speak. The Israelites didn't drive the heathen off among them. They soon fell into their ways because, let's face it, Chris, people's nature wants to go in the way of pleasing the flesh. It always has. And that's what happened even to America. I mean, we started going the way of making fortunes and pleasing the flesh and forgetting God's laws. And America today has no semblance of what it was even when I was a young man. There's no semblance left to that. It's not even not even close to what it used to be.
No, I mean, they've, and what they've done to our schools, see, that's the question that those of us who are a little bit older should be asking is, how is it that Ronald Reagan won the Cold War, brought down the Soviet Union, the Berlin Wall came down, Soviet Union collapsed, and people were walking around for a number of years saying, communism is dead. Communism is dead. For probably, I don't know, maybe 5 years. I remember having this conversation with my father, who's since passed away, but probably around late 90s, where I was talking to him about certain research I was doing and about communism being revived and this kind of thing, and he was saying, oh, son, communism is dead. It's over. The Soviet Union went down. That's it.
Right.
Okay? And how we went from that to, years later, Bernie Sanders, I'll never forget when Bernie Sanders started running for president in 2008 alongside Obama, and suddenly, out of the woodwork, there's like millions of these young people supporting Bernie Sanders and openly supporting socialism.
Oh, yes, yes.
You remember that? Remember they all
I
came out?
Remember, I really remember that. I really well remember that, and I'm convinced that when the so-called wall came down, it looked good from appearance, but it opened the wall both ways. And look what's done to this country.
Yes.
It brought in leaders of the, we'll say, the left side of the world, the communist side of the world, that to influence our children in the public school systems, in the public colleges, or all colleges now, and they brought them in, and they did a very good job of it. They brainwashed the youth overall for many years, and now we have children that are so confused they don't know whether they're boys or girls.
Right, right. Hey, I wanted to correct something real quick, Pastor Butch, if I can. Bernie Sanders, I said he ran for president in 2008. It was actually the first time in 2016.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
so,
yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, right. So I misspoke there. But and no, you're right. Now, I mean, who would have believed 20 years ago that we would have teachers in the schools telling children that they're non-binary, that there's no such thing as male and female, that there's no gender, or either that, or there's like 30 or 40 different genders. Who would have thought that this would be going on?
Well, who would have thought that we would have Supreme Court justices nominated a little while back? They didn't know the difference between a man and a woman.
Exactly.
I mean, that's beyond insane.
Right. Right. I mean, I've often thought if when the judge was asked, the nominee was asked, can you define what a woman is? If instead of that, if they had asked her, do you believe that Jews are fully human? And she had said, I don't know. Can you imagine?
Oh my.
She said, I don't know. That was a whole argument in Nazi Germany.
Well, if they would have chose any other race, whether they're blacks or anybody else, or Muslims, anybody else, it'd been hell on earth. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the way it is. But, you know, we were talking the other day with you and I together on the phone how we're being overrun, literally overrun. Biden, and not just Biden, it's been going on for long before Biden got in office, but Biden has been the major player in the last, most of my lifetime now, opening the floodgates to 8, 9, 10 million illegals coming across this border that we're now supporting. They're in the streets, they're forming gangs, they're raiding houses in Detroit, expensive homes are being robbed by South American gangs. We're seeing them come across the border of all races, Chinese even coming across of fighting age men coming in, and I'm sure they're here. Not, I don't think they're coming here for the 4th of July. They're coming here to infiltrate our country, and then don't right before our eyes, and Congress as a whole really is doing nothing about it. They're talking, oh, we're not going to give you more money for Ukraine unless you stop at the borders. Brother, it comes right down to the fact that if the states along the border, like Abbott, want to stop the border, he could do it. He has the authority to do that. But because he's a federal pimp, he gets federal money, they don't want to do that. States rely on federal money to do a lot of things. If the states would say, listen, we're going to do it, we're going to take care of ourselves, we'll keep our money here, we'll take care of ourselves, then they can stop these borders and dry them up. So they wouldn't do it bad enough. They could do it. But let's face it, we are so overwhelmed with federal authority now that even the states are afraid of the feds. And the borders are wide open. The governors talk a big game, but they're not stopping it.
Well, I think they saw what happened with Governor Blago, and also the way the decisions are being made through the courts. Because if they want to get somebody, they can get them. You know, if they want to find some reason to charge you with something.
Oh yes, of course they can.
They can charge you with something.
Sure.
And I think that's what has a lot of these guys, you know, fearful. Like you said, they're fearful because they know that somebody could come in and start rifling through their paperwork. I've heard federal agents say, you know, there's a book that was published years ago called Three Felonies a Day, and the idea of it is that the average American commits three felonies a day that they're not even aware of, because they've got so much red tape in the laws of our country that they pass thousands and thousands of laws. Most people are not even aware of all the laws that are passed. And I remember reading when I first started doing research 20 odd years ago, I remember reading an article where they said that this was done in Nazi Germany, that the Nazis had passed all kinds of different laws. The idea being that they wanted there to be as many laws as possible so that they could at any moment take out any person who got in their way. Uh-huh. You know, anybody who they saw as an obstacle, they could find a reason to charge him with something. You see what I'm saying? I've heard Dan Bongino, who's a former federal agent, say the same thing. That, you know, if he came into your house and he looked long enough, he could find something. And I think that's got a lot of people concerned, especially look at what they're doing to these January 6th guys.
Well, of course.
They're being charged with absurd charges. They're just finding excuses to charge them.
Of course. And the sad part is the American people as a whole have no idea, and most of them don't care. And I'm saying that's a fact. You see, when it boils right down to it, Chris, we get the leaders we deserve. If we tolerate it, we deserve it. And I'm speaking right up front about me. I'm just guilty of anybody else. If we tolerate it, we deserve it. And the more we sin, the more God will send evil leaders over us. That's biblical from ancient history. Today, also, we get the leaders that we deserve. So as we see these things happen across the border, the governors won't stand for whatever reason. What we're saying as a people, not just the governors, we're all saying this, our life and stuff is more important than our children's freedoms. Back at the break, folks. Don't go away. A lot more talk about it and your phone calls. 844-769-2944. Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana. We at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back. Before I forget, tomorrow night we have a guest coming on by the name of Michael Johnson. Interesting guest. His group that he works with actually is going into other countries, like into Ukraine and other places, and witnessing to the people there. A lot of them are Jews. Some of them are not. Nonetheless, they go in as Christians and provide needs and talk about Christ and what it means to be a Christian and how to read the Torah that talks about Christ. And they're winning people to Christ in these nations by going in and living as Christians should and teaching them right out of their own book, the Torah, of who Christ is. It's amazing. So we're going to talk to Michael Johnson tomorrow night about that. Don't y'all miss that. It's going to be a good broadcast. Now, our guest tonight again is Chris Pinto. And, Chris, how can folks contact you to know more about what you're doing?
Well, they can go to our website at adullamfilms.com, A-D-U-L-L-A-M, films, F-I-L-M-S.com, just like the Cave of Adullam in the Old Testament, or to noiseofthunderradio.com, noiseofthunderradio.com. Those are our two websites, and they can check us out there. We also broadcast our radio show on SoundCloud. Sometimes it's a little bit easier for people, depending on what your web browser is. But yeah, also Apple iTunes. You go to Apple iTunes and type in Noise of Thunder Radio. It'll pop right up. And so they can listen to our radio shows. I was going to mention, if I could, Pastor Butch, I just talked about this on our last show because it touches on what you were talking about all of these illegals jumping our border by the millions. And they're just flooding into our cities and so on. And in Isaiah chapter 1, God's talking to ancient Israel, And he says in verse 2, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me."
Yes.
You go down to verse 7, and the Lord says, "Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers." Then you go to verse 10, and the Lord says, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom, give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah." So God likens ancient Israel. He says they're turning aside to the same sins as Sodom and Gomorrah. And he makes reference to the rulers of Sodom. Think about the leaders of our country, what they're doing, instigating these immoral practices. And our country is becoming desolate, cities burned, just like in Western Europe, where a lot of these same things are going on. And strangers are devouring our resources, devouring taxpayer money, getting into the schools, getting into the neighborhoods. Whenever I read Isaiah chapter 1, I see what's happening in our country and in other countries in Western Europe that are historically Christian countries. But God does say in verse 18, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool, if ye be willing and obedient." That's the key. I think we have to be willing and obedient. We've got to be willing to turn toward God and turn away from the wickedness of this present world and seek the Lord, if it's possible that somehow or other our country might be turned back toward God and away from this catastrophic course that we're on right now. I mean, there's no doubt we're headed for either a massive reformation or just a huge catastrophe and judgment.
You go right ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think it's going to be one way or the other. I hope.
Well, it has to be one way or the other. It has to be.
Yeah. I hope our country can be turned back. I always tell people that. I don't like the idea of being a fatalist, because when I study history of our ancestors, our God-fearing, Bible-believing Christian ancestors for the last 1,000 years, they went through some very dark times where they're, you know, the things that we read about in centuries past, levels of wickedness and evil that went on. But God's people, those who really believed God and took him in his word, they didn't just throw their hands up and say, "Oh, well, there's nothing we can do." No, they invested in the word of God. They invested in the Holy Scripture. They preached the word of God. They were willing to fight both with words and with deeds. And at times there were many battles. If you watch my film, the last film we released was called The True Christian History of America. In fact, I think I told you I was going to send you a copy of that, brother, I'm going to get it in the mail to you. But people can find it online as well. You can watch it on Amazon Prime. But anyway, The True Christian History of America, our ancestors fought with words, with the Scripture, but they also fought on the field of battle when necessary to defend God's law and God's righteousness when there were those like the popes during the Inquisition who were looking to stamp out the preaching of the gospel and completely stamp out the publishing of the word of God. And the history there is really fascinating. I think it's history that needs to be reclaimed and relearned, because those were the conflicts and the battles wherein our ancestors ultimately developed the principles of freedom. They developed things like freedom of speech and freedom of the press and freedom of religion through all these conflicts. And that's what we've lost sight of. And God blessed their efforts and allowed greater levels of freedom to flourish. But God's people had to fight for it in a whole variety of ways. And well, you know, it wasn't just something handed to them.
I agree. I totally agree. And that's something that I would like to think, as you do, this could be turned around. But from what I understand in the Bible, I don't see it happening. I pray that it does. But either way, this is something. Somebody once said, duties are as consequences of God's. You know, it makes no difference whether we win or lose in our personal side in this battle. Our job is to be faithful to God. That's our job, to be faithful to our Father. No matter what the outcome, that's up to Him. It's our job our duty to follow His will. But I've seen too much in a way of, especially in the, you know, we're told in 2 Chronicles 10:14, and my people who call my name, you know, if they repent, I'll heal their land. But this is no longer a Christian land. This land is now Sodom and Gomorrah. And when Israel reached that level in history, they never got out of it. It continued to decline. To the point of 2 Kings 24:4, he said that in Manasseh, because you shed innocent blood, I can't pardon that sin. He said, I cannot pardon the shedding of innocent blood. Look what we've done, not only to our nation, but around the world. Then I read about Hezekiah, and it's a good history lesson of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a king that messed up big time. He showed his enemies the wealth of his kingdom. Now Isaiah come to him and said, what have you done? You know, look what you've done. Because you've done this, your sons will be eunuchs in the house of their enemies, and they'll be enslaved. And he went on to say, but in your lifetime, you'll have peace, but your children are going to pay for this. And Hezekiah's syndrome was more or less, well, as long as there's peace in my lifetime, I don't really, you know, it doesn't bother me. As long as that was his, that, I call it the Hezekiah syndrome.
I know. It's terrible. I mean, it really is terrible. I know the exact scripture you're referring to. He says, you know, isn't it a good thing there'll be peace in our time?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And but this bringing home, and I know this isn't something people want to talk about, but we've done the same thing, brother. Just don't bother stuff. We got a decent paying job, and you know we're doing okay. Yeah, we're losing freedoms here, freedoms there, and they're perverting the children in schools and entertainment. But let's just go along, get along, because we're doing okay. That's the same idea Hezekiah had. And shame on us! Shame on us! We let this happen to the next generation because we're too concerned about losing our stuff and going to jail for what we're taking a stand. If our founders would have felt the same way, we would have never had America to begin with. It's just a sad situation. It truly, truly is. Go ahead and make a couple more points, and then we'll take a couple phone calls.
Okay. I'll tell you one thing that I also come back to is the very famous speech from Patrick Henry, which he preached in a church, which I find very powerful, that his liberty or death speech. And Patrick Henry was, while some of the founders were into deism and things like that, Patrick Henry was a very convicted Christian man. And if anything, he became even more so as he got older. After the Revolution, if you read the stories from his grandson, William Wirt Henry, he tells stories of his grandfather waking up every day, reading his Bible, witnessing to his neighbors, very convicted. And if anything, Patrick Henry, at one point, he had gotten a letter from someone where somebody had referenced him and said that they thought that Patrick Henry was a deist. His deism was on the rise at that time. And rather than get defensive about it, Patrick Henry said that it was a lesson to him that he needed to do more to make it clear that no, he is not a deist, that he is a Christian man, and that he values the name Christian more than any other. And he chastened himself. You know, he said, this is my fault for not doing more to stand up for my Christian testimony.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, Patrick Henry, in his very famous liberty or death speech, he's actually warning the colonists about excessive petitioning and dialogue with a government that is obviously trying to overthrow and to enslave the colonies. Okay, and he's actually warning about that. I'm saying if we just keep petitioning, we just keep, you know, filing paperwork back and forth, sooner or later we're going to wake up in chains and slavery.
And then that's exactly what happened. That's what happened to America. Same thing happened to us, brother. I mean, we petitioned, we voted, we did everything we can. Look where we are. You can't even get an honest election nowadays.
Right. Well, the 2020 election, in all my years as an adult, I don't think I've ever seen an election that was so obviously
I agree.
Rigged. It was so bad. I've never seen anything like it. And it's kind of like the rest of the world knows it was rigged. Everybody just to know it. The mainstream media keeps just gaslighting everybody and saying, oh, there's no evidence. And we're supposed to believe Joe Biden got 81 million votes?
Well, the whole world laughs at us. You know that. And we deserve it. We do. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Texas and talk to Matt. Matt, come on in. Welcome, brother.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hello.
How you doing?
Pardon?
I was just asking how you doing, Pastor Butch.
I'm doing fine. Just getting over a cold and still coughing once in a while. Forgive me if I cough in your ear. I don't mean to. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to ask your guest, Mr. Pinto. Chris, have you heard about that independent journalist that infiltrated a Masonic lodge about a month ago with a secret camera?
Yes, I saw the story. I don't know all of the details of it, but yes, I remember seeing the story. Very, very interesting. Was there anything in particular you were going to ask about it?
Well, his name was Kyle Clifton, but I know the lodge was in Arizona somewhere. But what's your opinion on that? I mean, all these rituals and stuff. You know, I read the book Gods of the Lodge, but have you heard of the book Gods of the Lodge?
No, but I studied Freemasonry for years. We have a series, Our Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Part 1, The New Atlantis, Part 2, Riddles and Stone, Part 3, Eye of the Phoenix. I actually interviewed for that series some of the highest-ranking Freemason apologists in America and in other parts of the world, and have them on camera. So, yeah, I know a lot about Freemasonry, their secret rituals, things like that. I've been to several lodges and been able to interview them, talk to them in person. Yes, they will tell you, even your mainstream PR Masons who will appear on the news and that kind of thing, will openly tell you that in Freemasonry, everything has at least two meanings. There's the outer meaning for the public and the inner meaning for the Freemason. Now, some of them will tell you there's up to seven different levels of secret meanings and things like that. But yeah, that these secret rituals go on, they take those rituals very seriously. Some Masons may not, but they won't let you become a Mason unless you go through those rituals. You see what I'm saying? Some of the guys will, they'll try to make light of them, but no, you are required to go through those rituals if you're going to become a Freemason. And it is a very, very deceptive system. Was there something else you want to ask about?
Yeah, were you able to watch those videos yourself, or?
I saw bits and pieces of them. I have not had time.
I was just wanting your opinion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just wanting your opinion.
It's stuff I've seen before. It's stuff that I'm familiar with. It's just part of what they do. They take you through this ritual, and then they tell you that you pass from darkness to light. Unfortunately, the light of Masonry, if you study it, is most certainly Lucifer, and that's even admitted by their chief philosopher, like Albert Pike. In fact, when Pike says in Morals and Dogma, when he says, Lucifer, is it he that bears the light? Doubt it not. He's actually quoting Eliphas Levi, a 19th century occultist, when he gives that quote. So, and with Levi, there's no question he was a Satanist.
Okay.
Levi is the one, Eliphas Levi is the one who designed the Baphomet. You know, the goat-headed figure?
The horn being, yeah.
That's half male, half female. If you want to understand all this transgender stuff, that's where you look, because it's pure Satanism. That's what it is. It's
absolutely
it's
it is.
Trying to mutilate God's creation. You know, God created male and female, and what Satan wants to do is he wants to completely pervert it and mutilate it.
That's
and
true.
Yes, unfortunately, Freemasonry is involved in all of that.
Matt, anything else?
I think I had an idea for you, Pastor Butch. I think it'd be a good idea to put those videos on your website. They're really eye opening.
Okay. Well, can you send them to me? Can you send them to me?
Yeah, I'll send you the links. Yes, sir.
All right. I'll have my webmaster put them up. Thank you, Matt. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Pennsylvania and talk to our friend Daryl. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Praise the Lord. Pinto, Chris, it's Eberhard Daryl. And good to have you on, Pastor Butch, there. And Pastor Butch, I wanted to let you know you've got a very wonderful board operator in Todd, and we have a praise item that Todd's granddaughter had a wonderful answer to prayer. So praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for Chris. And I wanted to ask prayer just real quickly for Marcia Jean Pa there, because you need her there to help you on by your side. And please, Pete, folks, pray for Pastor Mike Hoggart's granddaughter. She needs prayer. She was in the hospital, Michaela, and was still there as of Sunday night, I believe. And so they need prayer. And please pray for Chris Pinto to finish, get his new film done, documentary film. And I've got a lot of Chris's films. So A Lamp in the Dark, Bridge to Babylon. Chris has got a ton of good videos out there, but that's not the only thing in his ministry, of course. He mentioned the Noise of Thunder Radio, so check out noiseofthunderradio.com and adullamfilms.com. It's like the cave Adullam in the Bible. And so, and please also, folks, Chris also has a lot of good compact disc sets on a lot of different topics like Marxism and the Jesuits, et cetera, et cetera. So you can help support Pastor Butch's ministry by getting that book, The Grand Design Exposed, 411-page book showing you how the Jesuits took over all of Freemasonry a long time ago. So help him by getting that book, The Grand Design Exposed, and help Chris also by ordering some of his compact discs and those audio sets. They're tremendous on a lot of good topics. Like I said, Marxism and that, things that are impacting us this very day. And I want to mention one thing also, that Chris Pinto is, along with Dr. Ronald Cook, probably... they're probably the two top experts on the Jesuit order, maybe in the world, but especially in the United States for sure. And that Jesuit order controls just about everything. And someday maybe you can have Chris on to talk about that. But even one of the Jesuit churches down in El Paso was the ringleader in bringing a lot of the unsavory characters we got crossing the border right now. So praise the Lord for Chris Pinto. Glad you're on there with Pastor Butch. And Pastor Butch, thank you both of you men, thank you so much for being courageous, but not only being courageous, but both of you staying in the battle and being faithful and being such courageous men. God bless you
thank
both.
Thank you for the call, Daryl. Appreciate it. What a sweet
thank
call.
You,
thank you. All right.
Thank you,
good call. Very good call. We're going to run out of time here very quickly. Let's go to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, you got about 1 minute. Got to go.
I can talk fast. Yeah, too bad I couldn't take more calls. I'm Dean Boom. I've been calling for about close to 20 years. I'm talking to Chris. What is your last name, Chris?
Pinto, P-I-N-T-O.
How do you spell it?
Pinto, like the horse, a pinto horse. Pinto.
Yeah.
P-I-N-T-O.
Oh, yeah. What state are you located in?
We're in Tennessee. We're just outside of Nashville.
Okay, I know Nashville is. That's where they have the main headquarters, where Todd lives. Yeah, you know what? Chris, my wife's name is Christina. Yours is Christopher. This revelation is coming to pass, folks. Instead of history, it should be changed to his story. Right, Chris and Butch?
That's right.
In a country that got rebuked the most by Christ were Zion, Bethlehem, the Jews, and Israel.
Yep.
Matthew 23:36-37. You know that verse, right? Right,
oh,
Chris?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
Yes, I believe so. Yes, I believe so. Definitely, Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, and what's happening now upon the earth is his great mystery unfolding. Praise the Lord.
All right, Dino. Anything else? I got jumped on a call, but thanks for the call, Dino. Appreciate it. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. About 1 minute.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Chris.
Hello.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I have a lot of your DVDs, Chris. They're excellent. I enjoy them. I still watch them a lot. How close are you to getting the Jesuits done? I want to order that as soon as you get it done.
Well, we are with the holidays, everything's going to be slowed up, but we are right now, our projection is to have it released in January. So we are right now just finishing the editing on it.
What part do you see the Jesuits and the Vatican playing in this immigration? Are they trying to destroy the Protestant base in this country?
There's no question. This is as we're going to show in the film, brother, this is a program that the Vatican and the Catholic bishops envisioned back in the 1800s, and we're actually going to show that. We document it for everybody in the film. And even to this day, the Catholic bishops and the Jesuits are the number one influence. They're the number one reason why we've got millions and millions of people coming across the border. Joe Biden is a Jesuit. He goes to a Jesuit church in Washington, D.C. He was sworn in on a Jesuit Bible. He is their pawn in the White House doing what they want him to do.
The Catholic charities are paying for the illegals coming in.
Oh yeah,
they're helping.
Oh yeah,
them.
Yeah, and this are. Is.
Well,
this
we're down about the last 10 seconds, Bruce. I got to jump. Sorry about that. We're out of time. Time flew by so quick. Thank you, Chris, for joining us tonight. I appreciate it. Let's stay in touch.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butch. God bless you, sir.
Well, let's stay in touch, okay?
Amen, definitely.
All right, talk to you soon. Folks, love you. We'll see you tomorrow night with Michael Johnson. Have a wonderful night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.